This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a military lend-lease bill to speed aid to Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has the story.
On this vote, the yeas are 417 and the nays are 10. The bill is passed.
The House has passed legislation that would streamline a military lend-lease program for Ukraine and other Eastern European countries. The bill is an update of World War II-era legislation signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt to help allies fight Nazi Germany. The bipartisan bill was months in the making, first introduced in January, at the time part of the U.S. effort to deter and warn off Russian aggression toward Ukraine. Earlier Thursday, the Biden administration announced it will seek another $30 billion from Congress in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, on top of the nearly $14 billion Congress approved last month. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden said in a White House address on Thursday that the new aid is not for the purposes of attacking Russia, but, in his words, helping Ukraine defend itself. Shortly before Biden outlined his new plan, the White House said the new spending would include more than $20 billion in new weaponry and military assistance, $8.5 billion in economic aid, and $3 billion for humanitarian help for the country that Russia invaded 2 months ago. In a direct message to Russian President Vladimir Putin, Biden said, "You will never succeed in dominating Ukraine." Biden criticized the Russian leader for cutting off natural gas shipments this week to Poland and to Bulgaria, saying the United States and its allies will not let Russia blackmail its way out of sanctions that have been imposed on Russian financial institutions and oligarchs close to President Putin.